Outdoor Living Unlimited puts cool stuff in your yard. Patios, decks, pergolas, outdoor kitchens, screen rooms, even in-ground pools. You dream it, we design it together, then Outdoor Living Unlimited installs it for you. OutdoorLivingUnlimited.com.
This is Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, so glad that you are with us on Experience Wisconsin. Here we go. I love this time of year on Experience Wisconsin because we get to talk about cool festivals and events and outdoor activities. Wanted to focus for a minute on something I don't do often enough and I wish that I did more. I'm going to commit to doing it more. It's checking out the farmers markets. And there are so many good ones in our area. The Dane County Farmers Market may be the most famous in our state, and it's super special. It's on the square right around the Capitol, and it's got a huge selection and fun stuff for the kids to do. You know another really cool one? Kenosha Harbor Market, because it's along the water. Most of these, by the way, run until mid to late October. Manitowoc, Waukesha, Menominee Falls. There are many, many markets. So join me. Put it on your list for this summer. All right. On the show today, Kenosha. Speaking of that, all the great things going on. We'll do that later on in the show. Shelley Harms in Sheboygan is also with us later in the show. And up next, Tom Masters, the owner of the Fox and Hounds. Oh, yeah. It's such a great place. That's straight ahead when Experience Wisconsin continues.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great Wisconsin weekend. One of the iconic places in our state to eat is the famous Fox and Hounds near Holy Hill. I really love this place. It's great value. It's incredible ambiance. It is iconic. It's award-winning. You should make it a stop on your schedule this summer. Tom Masters is the owner of the famous Fox and Hounds, and he is with us. Tom, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, you're totally welcome.
This is a beautiful place with incredible food and great service. When people ask you, Tom, what makes the Fox and Hounds so special, what do you tell them?
Well, I can't take the credit for building it, right? You know, I'm the third owner, and I kind of restored it. And actually, would you like to know why it's called the Fox and
Hounds?
Yeah, Hounds,
yes, you know? Yes. Give us that history.
So it's an interesting thing. You know, it's like, so he was an equestrian, right? You know, and he would meet out at his cabin, really, which is now the Fox and Hounds. It was just a cabin at that point. And all of his friends would meet, and then they would go on fox hunts from that place. And so him and his wife, his name was Ray, you know, and his wife's name was Alta. And, you know, after the ride was over in the fox hunt, right, there really was no place in that area. This is 90, 95 years ago. No place to eat, right, you know. So the two of them put their heads together and said, well, why don't we open up a little pub restaurant here? And then when everybody's done, they can kind of come in and enjoy themselves too. So,
wow. So
and hence the name called the Fox and Hounds. Again, I can't take credit, but it's an iconic restaurant, right? It's got the seven wood-burning fireplaces. It's got nine dining rooms. It's got a, you know, just a character to it all on its own. So we've been voted number one in, you know, as far as romantic restaurants go. We've been voted number one in fine dining. We've had a bunch of different things, you know, we've been voted for over the years.
That old world ambiance that you described is so special. It's magical when you're in there. I love the feel. How important is it that the service be top tier and that the food be out of the ballpark?
It's quality, right? You know, I believe quantity is important to people too. And sometimes people go, oh, it's too much, you know, but I think what they're saying is they love it. They're going to be back soon, right? And then price is a big deal. So I think that those things really matter to people. And you know what? The thing is, I take pride in opening that restaurant to everyone. That's why the buy one, get one, right? Mm-hmm. For one, we're kind of way out in the country. But the other thing is that I like everybody to be able to come and be part of this restaurant, right? Because I'm taking care of it, you know, right in this portion of my life, right? But someday there'll be a different owner right, somewhere along the road. But I like the idea that people can come, right? You know, it's like and enjoy the place and not have to take a loan out just to go out to eat.
I like the pan-fried walleye. I like the steaks a lot. The surf and turf is a great deal. What's your favorite couple of things on the menu?
Well, I'm a steak guy, right? So, you know, I'm a lot of times I'll have a ribeye, right? I even like any of the steaks. Like we have a sirloin, a lower price point, but it's actually very good, very tender, right? You know, I do like the surf and turf too, so I like a mixture. Some of the pastas, those are the things that I eat a lot of, right? You know, so, you know, it's like we have a seafood pasta and, you know, different other pastas. So those are the things that I gravitate to.
Tell me about the patio in the woods.
It's just a great place to sit outside and have an appetizer and a drink. And, you know, it's like people seem to really enjoy it.
Tom Master is the owner of the famous Fox and Hounds. When you take over a place that has such history and such a great reputation, Tom, is there a responsibility to make sure that you keep it top tier?
Well, I think so, right? You know, so right now, this year, we're redoing our entire parking lot, you know, brand new, and we're putting new shingles on the roof. We're going to put a fountain in the pond, and we're doing some outside landscape projects. And so we have a lot going on out there. It'll be mostly done in the next couple months, but I think it'll really enhance its overall character from the outside. And, you know, when the seasons come, the different seasons, we like to decorate to the, you know, to the nines, so to speak, right, for Christmas and for all of the spring, for fall, for, you know, for all of those things, we try to make it, you know, special for people. And people come from, I'm not kidding, they come, a lot of people come from Chicago to see what we've done this year, you know, for instance, with decorating and all that. So, I mean, they're coming for the fall colors, they're coming for Holy Hill, but they're also coming to see us, right? So, and it's amazing that people would come from that far away.
It's an amazing place. They have an incredible fish fry. It's great value. Hubertus, near Holy Hill. It's the famous Fox and Hounds. Tom Masters is the owner. Tom, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I appreciate you having me on your show, right? And look forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, and you will. You'll see me soon. Up next on Experience Wisconsin, we head to Sheboygan.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
What a Wisconsin weekend, a long weekend for most people, and there's a lot of cool stuff to do. Me, it's going to be a lot of yard work. Sheboygan, they've got a lot going on in Sheboygan. Shelley Harms is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations at Visit Sheboygan. Thank you so much for being with us, Shelley.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's get right to this. Outdoor recreation in your part of the state is really, really special when we get to spring and summer. Let's run through some of these. What about non-motorized water stuff like kayaking and paddleboarding? Tell me about what you got going on.
We have some fantastic opportunities. Kayaking has really taken off over the years, and with us being right here on the Sheboygan River, it's a really nice location. There's a new launch site right here where you can rent your kayaks on the 8th Street launch ramp, which is right next to our visitor center here. So our local EO Surf Shop rents out their kayaks. So you can do that right on the river. That takes you up and down, brings you all the way up to Kiwanis Park, where the new Tributary Beer Garden is. Mm-hmm. So that's been fantastic. They also, EOS does have a stand down at DeLand Park, so now they are doing stand-up paddleboarding as well as surfboards if the conditions are right, so that's right on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's really fun. We have pontoon rentals right on the Sheboygan River. You can rent out a pontoon boat.
Mm-hmm.
There's powerboat rentals.
Wow.
And, yeah, a lot of on the water. People want to be on the water. That's always a great way to experience our location. So the more opportunities to get on the water, whether yourself or renting a charter fishing, anything like that, is just a great way to experience Sheboygan.
Charter fishing's incredible up there. What if you want to do it on your own? Are there tributaries and ways to get on the lake and rivers that people can fish?
There are. So again, that 8th Street launch right next to our visitor center. So 8th and Riverfront Drive is a launch spot, as well as down by the marina. So there's two great big launch spots that you can easily get in and out onto the river.
I love the idea of being out on the water. Sheboygan is a great place for that. Shelley Harms is with us, the VP of Marketing and Public Relations for Visit Sheboygan. All right, what about on the land? Let's start with Segways. They've also become increasingly popular.
They have. We work with a wonderful company that does Segway rentals again. You know, the visitor center is kind of like the heart and soul of the downtown area and the riverfront. So they have, we have a huge parking lot here. So they set up shop there. You rent him in advance. He does a little training here in our parking lot, and then off you go. So their routes bring you down on the lakefront, through the Lottie Cooper shipwreck, down along the beach line. So it's kind of all over the place. But again, another unique way to really experience the waterfront and see the scenic beauty that's all around us.
What about biking? What are the options for getting on your bike in the Sheboygan area?
Biking, there's a lot of new trails. The city is really working hard to making it a much more biking-friendly city. So there's a lot more signage, a lot more directions on the streets and around town. So, you know, bring your bike here, jump on any of the trails that are right downtown that connect you to the other extended ones that go throughout the county.
Another cool thing is that trolley route. Can you tell us about the trolley route?
Sure. The trolley route is great. It starts up in mid-June, runs through August, and I mean, it's a great way to really get throughout the city. It's a dollar hop on, hop off all day long. It brings you through our downtown area, down to South Pier, down along the riverfront. It goes out to some of the major tourism attractions. So you're going to Three Sheeps Brewing, you're going to Bookworm Gardens, mm-hmm. you're going to the John Michael Kohler Art Preserve. So it's a great way to really kind of encompass the whole city. And if you just want to ride and kind of get a quick tour, you know, and kind of see, get the lay of the land before you decide what you're wanting to do. Or you can just go out there, jump off at Bookworm Gardens, spend a couple hours there, get back on the trolley, and it brings you right back downtown. So there's pickup locations all throughout the area for the trolley, and it's just a fun way to really get throughout the community.
And speaking of fun, you mentioned this earlier, the new Tributary Beer Garden in Kiwanis Park. Tell us about the beer garden.
It's great. We were so excited to have a beer garden back in Kiwanis, and Tributary has just been phenomenal to work with. They're really, really community-minded, so they're partnering with a lot of different community events out there. They're bringing in Three Sheeps was there last week and partnering with them. They're bringing in entertainment. They're really working very collaboratively with the food truck scene. So Monday nights, there's a lot of food trucks down there. And then they just bring in food trucks on the weekend. It's Kiwanis is really developing. They have pickleball court down mm-hmm. there now. The park itself is always busy with events. The skateboard park is there. There's a kayak launch there. So it's really kind of become a hub, like almost in the middle of the city. So to have that beer garden there is fantastic.
Visit Sheboygan.com is the website. Check that out. Shelley Harms is the Vice President of Marketing and Public Relations for Visit Sheboygan. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Thank you.
Of course, you're welcome. Up next, Kenosha, when Experience Wisconsin rolls on.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Hey, hope you're having a great weekend. We're having a great weekend here in Experience Wisconsin. Always good when we get to talk to Meredith Jamisco, the Public Relations Director at Visit Kenosha. Thanks for being here, Meredith.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Affordable summer fun in Kenosha. I love this. Let's start with the Kenosha Beach House on Simmons Island. There's a lot going on. Tell us a little bit about the beach house.
Yes, for sure. It is right next to Lake Michigan, and they have a ton of events that take place there throughout the season, weeknights, weekends, typically with free admission. And the opening weekend summer kickoff is May 22nd through the 25th. And after that, they'll have Friday night beach bonfires into early October. Events on the schedule include Battle of the Bands, Touch a Truck, Touch a Boat. They'll have beach stock, Latin spice nights, Simmons Island Luau, Lake Fest, and much more on the schedule. So that's the place to be.
My gosh, there's so much going on there. That sounds really cool. And the beach house is right next to downtown, well, near downtown. And I love Kenosha's downtown. It's on the water. It's rejuvenated. There's a lot to do. Walk us through downtown.
Yeah, well, walking around downtown is such a joy. There's murals throughout downtown. Many got added last year. Mm-hmm. They just make the buildings pop. And there's the Sculpture Walk Harbor Park along the harbor that features 10 works of art. And you can hop in and out of the locally owned shops, the coffee shops, the cafes, restaurants, pubs. You can ride an authentic electric streetcar for a dollar and under. That's what I tell everyone they have to do that mm-hmm. is a new visitor to Kenosha. And, of course, you can take photos with the two lighthouses in the background. There are free art galleries to visit. 5 museums downtown, 3 are completely free, so there's never a dull moment in downtown Kenosha.
My father-in-law used to live downtown in Kenosha, and one of the things we really liked to do was to just maybe have dinner somewhere and then sit and watch the boats go in and out of the harbor. It's such a pretty view.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You can make a whole evening of that.
Free entertainment, we like free. Tell us about the free outdoor concert series.
Yeah, I think it's really unique that we have so many free outdoor concerts that take place at various parks during the summer. Basically, Tuesday through Thursday evenings, you're going to find music at a park, as well as on the weekends. At the weekends, it's Petrifying Springs Beer Garden and the Hanson Park Beer Garden that'll have music, as well as Saturdays at Kenosha Harbor Market and Kenosha Public Market. But Tuesdays, you can go to Anderson Arts Center for music at twilight right next to the lake. And there's also Tuesdays at the Shell at Penoyer Park at the Band Shell by the lake. And then Wednesdays, the Kenosha Pops are at the Band Shell. Lincoln Park Live is at the park in the uptown area. Mm-hmm. And then Bristol Woods Park has a concert series. And then Thursday, there's two more, one at Old Settlers Park in Paddock Lake, and then one right next to the harbor in Kenosha, the Peanut Butter and Jam that's been going on for many, many years.
Oh, that's so fun. I love it because it's a variety of different types of music, which makes it really, really cool. All right, the Kenosha Community Sailing Center. Tell us about getting out on the water.
Yes, they have very reasonable rentals. You stay in the harbor with most of the 45-minute rentals. You can do a single kayak, a tandem kayak. You can even take your dog with you on the kayak for an extra fee. And they have the popular duck pedal boat. And then the water trike is a rental for under $10. It's only $9 per person. So lots of ways you stay in the harbor, but it still gets you on the water and helps engage you with Lake Michigan.
What is the duck pedal boat?
Well, it's shaped like a duck, and there's like two people, or you can. I think you can have up to four. It's pretty big, and they say that should kind of be. They recommend like two adults. You got to be able to like reach the pedal, unless you just make one poor adult do all the work.
Summer is baseball season, and you've got this covered at historic Simmons Field. Tell us about the Kingfish.
Yes, May 29th is the home opener for the Kenosha Kingfish at historic Simmons Field. I like to say you do not need to pay the big league prices to have big time fun. Mm-hmm. They have so many special promotions throughout the season. It's elite collegiate baseball. They're part of the Northwoods League. They have post-game fireworks some nights. They have a petting zoo day, of course, Bark in the Park, where you can bring your dogs. They have wrestling nights, a founding father, Elvis bobblehead giveaway, because their mascot is Elvis, so lots to do there. Literally every day they have a giveaway or some special promotion.
People really like the Aquanut water shows. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, they're out on Lake Mary at Lance Park, and it's in Twin Lakes. They are six-time Division I National Championship water ski team. So, yeah, they are one of the best water ski teams in the nation, and they are on our visitor's guide cover this year. And it happens most Saturday and Wednesday evenings, 6:30 p.m., totally free, and that's from the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend through the Saturday of Labor Day weekend. So lots of fun watching that.
Visit Kenosha.com for all the information. Visit Kenosha.com. Meredith Jamisco is the Public Relations Director at Visit Kenosha. Such good stuff. Thank you so much, Meredith.
Thank you.
Of course. Have a great weekend. Hey, during this weekend, when you are hanging out with your family, you got the extra days off, you got a little grill time, please make sure you take time to think about the men and women that made the ultimate sacrifice. That's what Memorial Day is really all about on Monday. You can do all the cool things. I'm going to have a nice day. I'm actually going to be tomorrow at the big ceremony at Wood National Cemetery. They asked me to MC that every year, and it is moving, and it's important. And if you can't be there, and I welcome you to come join us, just think about the men and women that wore the flag on their shoulder and never made it home. I'm John Mercure. Thanks for hanging out with us on Experience Wisconsin. We'll catch you again next week.